Ladies and gentlemen, the Braylon Lee Dom Show is brought to you by HelloFresh. Quick, easy meals. HelloFresh is here to make your hectic fall weekends a little easier. Get HelloFresh today. Go to HelloFresh.com/dumb65. That's dumb65 for 65% off plus free shipping. You can't go wrong when you go with HelloFresh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before we get started here, just want to remind you that the Braylon Lee Dom Show is brought to you by Celsius. If you are not drinking Celsius, then shame on you. The best way to start the day, some would say the only way to start the day, is by grabbing yourself a Celsius. Here's the grape Celsius right here. I drink any and all Celsius. It's a no-brainer before a workout, whatever it may be. Celsius is absolutely the way to go. Now let's bring in these knuckleheads, starting us off with Giuseppe D. That is Joseph DeMar. And then, ladies and gentlemen, coming off a big old Prize Picks winner, he is hot. Maybe one of the hottest handicappers out there is the man himself. That is Mikey V. A lot of you know him as Mikey V. Some of you know him as Bear Down Cuz. And boy, oh boy, is this young man scorching out of Nutley, New Jersey. Mikey V, will you check in with the program, sir?
Good to be here. Cutsy, you look a little tired, my friend. A little
not
little,
tired, not tired. I got allergies. It's not starting.
Wow, he does look a little bit exhausted out there.
You know, Joe, it's all right to admit that you're tired.
I get tired from time to time. I'm not tired,
though. Are you sure you're not? You had a long weekend in Vegas, Joe.
Water.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't have a sip of water now. I have allergies. I have a little bit of allergic reaction, and you know, I'm fine. But you want to talk? I'm more concerned. Bob told me something that's very concerning. Is Bear Down's back apparently is broken?
Paul.
Yes, and you know, for a man of your stature, Bear Down, it concerns me that you have to carry more, I don't even know how to explain it. You're a bigger man. Like, that's got to be harder on your back than the average person.
I threw it out last Monday.
It's because you posted, Bob, you see he's posting like he's lifting, like he's Mr. Olympia. That's part of the problem. Know, the guy's got 150 pound dumbbells, like Ronnie Coleman.
I'll tell you big issue Mikey V has is, first off, the fact that he's 6'11". So that's a starter right there. So that's an issue right out of the gate.
Where the fuck is this
guy? But second, Mikey V is, he's a guy's guy, and he's a man's man, and he doesn't want to accept the fact that he's hurting. No. And I see him at the Yankee game and everybody's standing up. It's like he didn't even want there to be two strikes in the count because he didn't want the stadium to have to stand up.
Fucking couldn't see anything, Joe. And by the way, people standing at
that game. There was nothing to stand for in that
game. I found a few pockets to get everybody up.
Jeez, talk about a bad game to go to. I mean, there was like one hit through seven innings.
Oh, God. So brutal, man. I don't want to relive it. I mean, what a great day. What a great day.
Yeah,
I missed you guys. It must have been unreal with the Audi Club reuniting.
I mean, Billy's was as good as it's ever been on Saturday, bro.
Bob said that you guys got mauled more than the first time.
Oh, much more. Much more. Wow. It was insane. And shout out to everybody who came out and like said hello. And what a fun time, bro. Like, just hanging with everybody. Shout out Brian Gannon. He certainly deserves it.
This guy. How did he reserve a whole section?
No idea. I'll never know, quite frankly. Don't want to know. Don't want to know. Pulled it off, and that's the bottom line.
We got that. That was fan love beyond belief. Yeah,
Bob said in his group chat, he goes, "Don't worry, I got a friend of the pod who's securing a location." Then I see on Instagram, it wasn't like a small, like little. It was a gigantic, like. You know, whole.
Not only that, Joe, but it was in the section. It was in the stairs, and you were the kings of the castle. We oversaw. It was like, and we just oversaw everyone just hanging over it, and it was just a great mix of guys. Just a great time. The beers were flowing. Everyone was just laughing the whole day. The Yankees, really. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it was Bob, if you agree with me or not, it was almost like secondary, the game itself, because there was such a letdown, like, that it just was it became secondary after a while because of how poorly they were playing.
But yes, and we really did enjoy it. Joe, would have been great to have you. Some would say maybe we would have won the game, but you know.
Now, Teddy Dubs didn't go.
The thing that, he's a Red Sox fan though at the same
time. But he came to the first Met, first
game. He did. You know what's funny is I went to the ALDS, which I did not expect to go to. Okay, because I thought they were toast. I thought that was going to be the end of it. And they ended up winning. And mind you, I was going nuts at the ALDS. And the sweatshirt jersey combo was really ideal for me. That's what I wanted, but I never washed it. And I thought that I would be okay. Mind you, I was sweating in this.
Oh,
Joe, geez. I absolutely stunk. And I could smell it on me that I just stunk.
Oh,
and I was I was such a mess.
News though, Bob, is as much of a mess as you might have been, Perez, from the sounds of it, was absolutely out of control.
I'll tell you, I
got a phone call from Luna Lou at 12:30, okay, my time, which means it was around 3:30 in the morning.
That's correct.
He's talking to me about Trudeau and how I don't support this guy because now there's no guns. I'm like, I hate Trudeau, but that's neither here nor there. The next thing I get is Perez comes on the phone and asks to speak to Nicole and then proceeds to have a 10-minute conversation with her. And I said to him yesterday, I said, what did you talk to her about? He's like, what do you mean? I never had a conversation
with her. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy, that is extremely concerning.
Perez.
And
then,
he didn't get up till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so I called him yesterday when we were all here eating. And, you know, the spread was great yesterday. Shout out Holly.
Wow. I bet it was fantastic.
I think it was the best one so far. And, Bob, you could correct me if I'm wrong. I just think from top to bottom, soup to nuts, I think it was the most complete game she's ever thrown.
Yeah, she didn't miss.
She had the watermelon Sour Patch Kids for Bob.
Yeah, and you know
next
what?
Level.
She didn't even. Somebody else was the one who addressed that, brought that up. She wasn't even going to bring it up, and it's just the details. The spread was terrific. The Sunday football. I'll tell you this: the cave, Mikey V's cave.
Is it nice?
It really is such an enjoyable football experience. It really
we'll
is
say the
tremendous.
Second TV has definitely got to be the game.
It's clutch. Yeah, it's clutch. Yeah, it is. Because we had the Lions game, unfortunately, that we bet. But that was on the bar TV full-time. Then the Red Zone on the big screen TV. And it was just, you know, it's just a perfect storm. But back to Perez, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I called him, and he's like,
hey, buddy.
Yeah, that's exactly how he did
3 p.m. and he was like, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm gonna roll out of bed and go ahead and take a shower. I said, well, you know, Perez, it might not be a bad idea. It is 3 p.m. In the afternoon, so that might not be a horrible idea. But I think it was a great time, great weekend. Yankees are out, and you know what? They deserve to be out. This team, they got to blow it up.
They stink. Blow it all up.
Just bad. They're bad.
The last thing I'll
say, I mean, they're not
Perez.
Bad. They were in the ALCS.
You're right. They're not bad, but they're just not.
They were a game away from the World Series. It could be a lot worse, you know?
They were 4 games away from the World Series.
They were one round away from the World Series. So, I mean, ultimately, they're a top 4 team in the league. You know, it's got to be disheartening, though. I know, trust me, when you get, as a Packers fan who's been to the fucking NFC Championship how many times, and this
something,
team just rips your heart something out.
Something really wrong in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, no. Well, by the way, you know, if we want to address, you know, the cook in the kitchen, I'll say right now, the Packers are not good this year. I told Bob this week. Bob said, I want to take a money line. I said, Bob, it's a lot of juice. That's a lot of juice. To take the Packers money line. He goes, no, they're going to hit that spread. No problem. I said, I know this team this year that they scare me. And then once again, Matt LaFleur, this guy gets out coached every single game. I was losing my mind in the hotel room and Nicole's trying to calm me down. 4th and 1, he's in the shotgun
and they have AJ Dillon. I mean, what are you doing? They're throwing an out route on fourth and one instead of just hand the ball off. And I normally wouldn't be upset, but the week prior, post-game, Aaron Rodgers says, we got to simplify things. I'm like, how in God's friggin' name is this simplifying things? But it's just, it's mind-blowing. They're getting out-coached. Rodgers, I defend him to all avail, but I got to be honest, he's making bad throws. He does not look that good out there. And the defense can't play 60 minutes. They're not a good football team.
And these coaches, I said, I must have said it a million times last night. These coaches just outsmart themselves. They outthink themselves. Keep it simple, stupid. You want to talk about something that's just fantastic and simple. Did you see the Jerry Fragrance video, Joe, on Instagram?
I saw it.
I literally think this is one of the greatest things on the internet right now. I've watched it at least 25 times now.
He's quoting it all weekend.
Don, I mean, he sent it to the Gambler's Digest like five times.
He called me today on my way home from picking up the kid, picking up Dom. And as soon as I answered the phone, the first thing I said, I didn't even say hello. I just said, Baccarat 540.
Yeah, we got to have, tickets got to play the, you have the clip of Jerry doing the fragrance thing.
Baccarat 540. Baccarat 540. Baccarat 540.
It's just so simple, but so good. And that's what it really comes down to. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple. No need to overcomplicate things. Perfectly executed.
Jersey Jerry can say things that 99.9999% of the population can say. And nobody would find funny, but the way that he delivers it and the fact that he's doing episodes reviewing cologne, he can only have so much cologne. That's
100%.
I don't know. This guy may have a stockpile.
I believe he's got a deal with the fragrance company.
He whipped out heavy hitters. He whipped out the heavy hitters.
Yeah, that one is $900. The first one he did, the event is Nicole tried to show. Baccarat.
Baccarat. 540. Baccarat 540.
What in his head makes him think I'm gonna do a fragrance review?
I don't know, but he should never leave that headspace. And I told him that today, and he goes, bro, I didn't even think it was that good. And just so many people who I trust their opinion of hit me up and said how good it was. And I said, bro, I better not see an end of the fragrance series. I don't want this series to end.
I think he's got a deal. I think he's got a deal. He said back in the day, Bob, that he used to have a know a guy who owned a fragrance store. So I think he's just getting these from this guy and he's just plugging them. I think he's got to be.
I don't think.
Fairhunter, have you ever had more than one fragrance in your? I have maybe two.
Yeah, I would have like three or four colognes, but I mean, none of them would be at the level of that, like $1,000 bottle of cologne. Like the most expensive bottle of cologne I can ever own is like $160, which is, I think that's outrageous for liquid.
It is outrageous.
Like, Jerry, what does this cologne do? What is in this cologne? I got to look it up. I got to do a little digging on Baccarat 540. Shame on me for bringing it up and not have done the research prior to the show. I should have done it a little bit more, but I just had to address it, but I'll do a little digging on this because $1,000 a bottle. What's in it? The remains of King Tutankhamun?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if anybody's spending money like that, it's Jerry Don. This guy, yeah. He did rough and rowdy, came back with the fucking gold Rolex.
Well, that's what
he's
I was
like
saying.
He's like Mr. T when he came after that rough and rowdy.
I don't even think that he's got a deal. I just think he spends money. Like he did the rough and rowdy, yeah, and he had a Rolex within days.
Didn't he sign the deal, Bob, with Action Park and had a telly ride like the next
day. Yeah, that stirred up a little bit of a ruckus. Yeah, that wasn't a good look.
Remember the video that he posted? He goes, I got a new whip, some may say. And he's sitting in the front, Bob, I don't know, you have that video, don't you? He's sitting in the front passenger and driver's seat, and he's playing like some rap song, and he rolls the window down. So I mean,
he's unbelievable. He really is. He is absolutely one of a kind. With that being said, and we could call him out about his shit, I wouldn't even mind calling him. He is maybe on the biggest cooler of the season. He's been giving me and Joe picks. Now, Bear Down, you've avoided disaster. You really have by not going to picks. Me and Joe have been going in on Jerry Don's picks.
I tried to go in Sunday, and we sunk like a rock to the bottom of the Pacific
Ocean. It looked so good for a second, and then it did.
They were a live dog there for a half a football, and then it was curtains.
They sunk like a stone.
Yeah, and you know,
Jared Goff was turning the ball over constantly.
Dallas defense is the real deal, though. They're tough. They're a tough defense.
I spoke a little too soon. I texted Jerry and said, even when Dallas took the lead, he gave us the Lions money line was the pick of Jerry's week. And I do like that about Don. He'll go money line underdogs.
Yeah, he'll go ballsy.
He is. And, you know, I said your finger was on the pulse. You picked the right team, even though we were about to lose. They ended up losing by maybe three touchdowns. So
24-8.
Yeah, the Don is – here's the deal. I mean, the Don is very –
Maybe you should stick to fragrances.
Great with fragrances.
I really want to call him, to be honest.
That's how – call him, Bob. But you know what, though? That's how it goes. People think – like, people out there in fantasy land think that you could just go on these runs all the time. It doesn't work that way.
Well, Bear Down, you're on a run of a lifetime right now.
I know, and you know what? You just got to thank the gambling gods for that because, I mean, it's not going to last forever. You can't just – put winners out every day. I mean, you come close, but
I want to address something, by the way, Bob, that really has been irking me. And Bear Down, I mean this with the most respect, Bear Down yesterday made the most outrageous claim of all time, saying that he is without a doubt 100% winning the fantasy football league, which is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, it really is.
He just lost Breece Hall. He's gone for the season now.
I got his handcuff. I got Michael Carter. I'm not worried.
It doesn't matter. What my point is, Mikey V, you should know better than anybody else. In fantasy football, it's like regular football. If you had to do like a best of seven, you know, I would say, yes, you could win the fantasy. You have the best team. Yeah. But in fantasy football, I've seen it. I've had teams that I look at and say, there's no way I'm going to lose. And somehow a guy goes down, something happens, the game script turns bad, and you have one bad week, and you're out. And to make a claim 5-6 weeks into the season, you're winning it for any amount of money you said, I'll bet. I think it's very brass.
I'm going to give you the reasons why I'm saying that. Number one, I it's not like I put this out for the universe to hear. I put it in the group chat with the men who are in the league. So part of it is ball busting. But in my honest opinion, the fact that it's a two quarterback league, I think I'm set up vastly superior to every other player in the league because it's a two quarterback league. People who didn't go two quarterbacks early in a two quarterback league, it's too many points to leave on the table week in and week out. Point number two. The team is loaded top to bottom, loaded. The depth is second to none. Ezekiel Elliott backed up by Tony Pollard. Breece Hall backed up by Michael Carter. Damian Pierce, the rookie sensation running back out of the Texans. Then the three-headed monster wide receiver, Deebo Samuel, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. The team is loaded.
I hope.
Yes, I could be snake-bitten. I could lose like three guys in a week. But this was my bye week, right? This was the week my guys were packing it.
And you know what's amazing? But you talk about two different approaches.
Yeah.
Mikey V has let the entire league, the entire world know that he is first. He's calling people out on his stories, that his team's the best, which, by the way, I have given him credit. It's sickening how good his team is. There's no question about it.
Well, it also helped that I was an auto draft. So that was a.
Well, but there's other. I mean, Joe.
Perez is also.
I had to call Perez to make sure he got his lineup in because he was playing against Mikey V.
And he got the dub somehow.
Well, thank God I called them. I caught him.
Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson on buys.
You know what Bear Down said to Perez too? He was so hungover. He gets more. I feel like we could all drink the same amount and Perez will be more hungover. Not to say that he can't drink more than us because he can, but he will be more. It takes him longer to get started up. He called Bear Down's on the phone with him and he goes, yeah, you know, but Mikey's like, you know, are you coming over? Mikey was having people over. Perez goes, Mikey, I think I'm going to shower up and head over. And Bear Down goes, yeah, that would probably be a good idea, Perez, being that it is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He just couldn't get up.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
But go back to what you're saying, the two approaches.
What I was saying is, so Bear Down, he will let you know it. Meanwhile, me, team name, Benny Schicker and the Schickers, which is me.
What's your record now?
I'm tied for first place with Bear Down right now.
Whoa!
And I haven't said, Bobby boy. But you know what it is, Joey D? I move in silence, and I don't need people.
Move in silence.
I'm not a showman.
Good for you, Bob. You're like the Jets of the NFL this year.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. You know,
yeah, the Jets. Jets going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, you know what? They're going to go pretty far.
They're not. They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
I will.
It's a nice story. It's a nice story.
I hope anyone but Bear Down wins this fucking league.
Of course you do.
I would cheer for Dickie Gass to win this league over Mikey Bear Down.
Unfortunately, that ain't happening.
He's got his first win this week because Teddy Dub couldn't secure it.
Now, I'm going to just say, let me just say this. Points four. Okay.
Here we go.
934 points four. Next closest in the league. Is Ticket, who is about 80 points off pace.
By the way, Ticket, I don't think he's lost a game yet.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
He's first in the league.
The paper bull. He's a paper bull. He's not. It's his team's a paper bull. I'll put my squad against any squad, Joe. I just
think it's so premature. You don't know what's going to happen in
six
weeks from now.
You're right.
You have no idea to say that you're going to win. Now, I will say if it was week 10 and I would say, okay, I can see, but with the NFL, how many injuries there are.
Yeah, what could happen?
And how many players get traded and shit happens. Anything can happen, man. Anything. Plus, you could get trades. You know what I mean? I don't know. Who knows?
Tell you who might be on riding the pine pony really fucking quick. Number 12 in Green Bay might be riding the pine pony on the voice of the voiceless.
He
fantasy
looks bad. Team. I hope he
and not just because he lost me money, Joe. And I know I don't want to beat a dead horse. He infuriates me with these press conferences. It's so selfish. It's not like a team. It's something's off with these press conferences, and it's been going on.
I think he's just had enough, dude.
The guy's literally freaking, top to bottom carried this team for the last part of a decade.
Nobody's open either, by the way. He can't get anything.
Yeah. And not only that, the line has never been worse. This guy's scrambling for his life every second play. There's pressure coming from all angles. It's just, I don't know. And then the thing that outrages me even more than the offense is the defense. They looked absolutely incredible the first quarter and a half. And then after that, Taylor Heinicke looks like the second coming of Joe Montana. It's like they couldn't stop shit. I can't understand it. They're in zone coverage with no linebackers, and it's third and eight, and they just go dinking and dunking down the middle of the field. This is something you've had a good defense at least for a long time with the Bears. And I don't know, man. I'm really frustrated. Now, I will say, Bob, tonight, Monday night, I love the Bears. I told Bear Down this. He said he hates it.
I'm the wrong guy to ask, though. I really am, because I'm just so mentally exhausted with this team. Like, it's bad when your team is on Monday Night Football, and I'm going to be honest, I'm going to sit down. The game's on behind me, the pregame. I'll watch it. Of course I'm going to watch it, but I really am so mentally exhausted and just disinterested in Chicago Bear football right now because there has been nothing positive. And I knew this was – the worst part is I knew this is the way the season was going to go, and I still, like – I'm disappointed.
You sure didn't act like in week one when they won and he was putting freaking Ryan Poles 316 and Bears are going to top of the NFC North.
That was a little gamesmanship.
Well, I was just you sure could have fooled me.
I will say though about you, Mikey V, that I do appreciate with the Bears, you really are a realist. He is.
And I will say, Mikey V's more enjoyable, like from a content perspective, when the Bears are bad.
Well, that's I was watching when I was at Mikey's house yesterday, little Dom, who's just the cutest little kid. He really is.
God bless him.
He comes downstairs and he's got all of his Bears gear on and, he wears it with such pride. And it honestly made me think, I'm being serious, Mikey. It really made me think. I'm like, man, I legitimately hope the Bears do win for Dom, not for Bear Down, for Dom.
He's got a long time before
that. But you know, in all seriousness, for them to have that, it's going to be such a bond for them that
I want them to win for my father. That's the way it works.
Yeah,
I want them, I wouldn't be a Bears fan. The only reason I'm a Bears fan, I'm not from Chicago. I have no ties to Chicago whatsoever. But my father is a Bears fan, so hence I grew up a Bears fan.
Yeah.
You know how miserable this guy is? I mean, he's not the most cheerful guy to begin with. Well, he's not the most cheerful guy to begin with, my old man. He's a great father, one of the best of all time. Love him to death. But, I mean, the Bears put this guy in a mood. He is just – he's been discussing this for decades. If you think I'm bad, my old man – oh, it's bad.
Does he still watch the games?
Yeah, but, you know, he'll text me. He'll be like, this team is total shit. This team – the same thing, sell the team. They're so cheap. Just sell the team. It's just, and then you saw Bob yesterday with Smigs and Grill Guy, who are both big Bears fans, both from Chicago. And we all have the same mentality when we talk about the team. It's literally an exhausting topic. I don't know how these guys who do sports radio out in Chicago, sports broadcasting out in Chicago, could come into work every day and speak about that team anymore. Thank God I don't do that anymore, really, because it is exhausting.
I wish I could turn back the hands of time and see Mikey V throughout the season when they went to the Super Bowl with Devin Hester and Rex Grossman. And I would have loved to have. You must have been such a cheerful, such a like just excited young man back
Football
then.
Sunday every week was just so much fun and so special. And then even 3 years or 4 years ago now. 4 years ago when they had that four-loss regular season, every Sunday was so much fun because it was like, who's going to score a touchdown for the defense this week? That's how good they were 4 years ago. And then they started to tail off at the end. And as soon as the end of the season started happening, I saw the way they were like barely winning these games and how bad the offense was playing. I was like, the writing's on the wall for this season too. I had hope, but crushed again.
Sorry, go ahead, Bob.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, after watching the Packers this year, like, I've accepted that they're not good. And it makes me realize that I've been very spoiled for the last probably half of a decade. They've been, you know, one of the elite
force in the NFC, one of the dominant teams
in the NFL. And then it makes me more mad, Mikey. Like, I know that the Bears have sucked, but it makes me more mad to imagine that you have a team that has been that good for that long and to only have one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers and then one Super Bowl with Brett Favre. You want to talk about a franchise that doesn't go outside of its comfort zone? You're talking the Green Bay Packers. Wow.
You know what? Cutsy's spitting some hard-hitting,
cold, hard facts. You have two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
I agree,
Joe. Two of the best quarterbacks in the last 50 years, and you have two Super Bowls. They could have five. They could have been a dynasty. And now it's done. It's dead. And I'll tell you what, Bob, I'm at the point now, I honestly think, and this is sad that I'm even saying this, and it pains me to say this, I think next year the move might be to trade Aaron. And it would be better for him, and it would be better for the Packers organization, because at this point, what is the point? We're not doing anything. Just realize we don't have it and rebuild and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, for little Dom, I hope that it makes me want to root for them. It really does.
Folks, we need to interrupt the Real and the Dumb show to let you know about the one, the only, the AG1 coming out of the Boys and Girls from Athletic Greens. You talk about something that I'm taking every goddamn day. You're talking about AG1 from Athletic Greens. Pop AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie every morning the way that Bob does, and then you could go ahead and thank me later. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and more. Start the day right. It gives me a little bit of a pep to my step, keeps me healthy, keeps me clean, and most importantly for me, supports gut health. With the way that I eat, Lord knows that I need it. AG1 as well is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Your subscription with Athletic Greens comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months or even southern months where we get some sunlight and we don't get as much sunlight. Regardless of when you're taking it, rain, shine, or snow, Athletic Greens
is a no-brainer. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You heard it here first. Pop their AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie 5-6 days a week. You can thank me later. Moving on from football for a second here, something that I want to talk about. Look, I think we have assembled quite a cast here. I really do. You have a whole lot of characters. The hit of the weekend, okay, that we knew was coming, and it came, and people want more and more. I just don't know how much we can give them.
Yeah. Diamonds.
Is Nikki Diamonds.
Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever.
They are indeed.
They are indeed.
I'll tell you, I'll have Ticket play the clips. He's absolutely sensational.
He's electrifying.
Wait for it. It's a summer night. It's a dance. Oh, what's that playing on the radio? Why do I start swaying to and fro? I have never heard that song before. But if I don't hear it anymore, it's still familiar to me. Sends a thrill right through me.
Let's do fried calamari. What about zucchini sticks? You want zucchini sticks?
Why not?
Zucchini
sticks. I love a little crab cake.
This man here, would love crab cake.
Crab cake, okay. Special.
So that's what, four or five things
that's
there?
That's good.
Because we want to make sure that we save room for a fresh stuffed pepper. We need the stuffed pepper.
Oh, boy.
There's no doubt about it. So, okay?
Thank you, getting a few. Yeah.
So let's start with that. We start with those things, and then we go to the stuffed pepper.
You want
to
bring, then I bring stuffed pepper.
Yeah, so we got.
So I bring the clams casino, clams vaganato, the fried calamari, zucchini and crab cake, and then I'll bring the, you want me bring one stuffed pepper?
Yeah, but we want to do this. No, let's do the stuffed pepper
after it. Okay, sharing
we want to do four courses here, you know. We didn't,
people really got their first taste of them, and he's fucking, he's not real. He would be a no-brainer.
He's a legend. I mean, Mikey knows him better than both of us. I need to see him in that chinchilla jacket in a video going out for dinner would make my life. I tell you what, dude, this guy's got pizzazz up the gonads. It's unbelievable. He is absolutely, he is absolutely,
he's got pizzazz up the gonads.
He's just so unbelievably, like, he's a content factory.
He is. And you know what? He knew that Bear Down was really going to dress up, because that's his thing. He likes to dress up in the suit and tie. By the way, we went out to dinner. We're the only ones in the suit and tie in the entire place. But we looked, we had to look ridiculous. But it's all part of the thing.
Yeah.
We look great, but you know what I mean, to be the only guys in there. But it's part of the thing with Nikki Diamonds, and that's what he does. But he knew Bear Down was really going to dress up, and he wasn't going to be beat out by Bear Down in his attire.
Sick. You cannot do that, man.
Take a picture. But Bear Down, I got to ask, how much can we let a guy like Nikki Diamonds off the leash? Because if it was up to me, he'd have a weekly spot. I
mean, Bob, you said he's your favorite Instagram follower right now.
Yes, he's my number one. He is my number one. And that ain't a joke. And is he not up there for you too, Joey D?
He's every time he posts a video, he is unbelievable. By the way, he DM'd me, Bob. I told you this. Mikey, I didn't tell you this. I put a picture up on my story of me kissing Nicole at the wedding. You know, like, it was a wedding. And it was he messaged me. I'll tell you right now. It was absolutely hilarious. He said something like, you know, I'm not gonna look through it. He goes, you know, this is a beautiful thing. I cherish, you know, romance like this. I just wish that one day I'll have another opportunity of my own. He's like, enjoy it, pal. I wish you and your woman nothing but the best. He's so genuine. It's like, I read it and I was like immediately heartthrobbed. Like, I was like, this guy is just,
He's special. He's a special cat.
He's so outlandish that you think that I bet there's people out there that think this can't be real. It's really him, and he's absolutely hysterical.
Do a segment with him live from Muggsy's?
Nikki Diamonds needs. I put him up on the story, and I'm telling you this right now. People absolutely went berserk for him. Yeah. And we gotta have the dialogue to where
he moves the needle.
Oh man, would he move the needle on this show?
How would you incorporate him? What would you do? Like pick of the week from Muggsy's?
Would he be willing to do it, Mikey V?
Probably.
I mean, look,
it would be sensational.
Yeah.
My God.
Again,
or just like how would we? We'd have to do like a some kind of weekly a tip of the week from Mike or from
I like
Nikki
the thing
Diamonds.
From Muggsy's. I think that's good.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
His fashion stuff is stunning as well, too. To me is.
I mean, yeah, he's a no-brainer.
His dresses up. It's crazy. His outfits are.
Bob sent me a photo of you guys at his place afterwards. He was wearing like a Versace like robe. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
He's absolutely terrific. He really
sensational
is.
So guy.
We will see.
How was that dinner, by the way? Did you guys have a great night out?
Yeah, we did. Really nice. We had a really good time. They treat diamonds like gold there. It was terrific. Again, the Yankee thing was tough. I thought we rallied at it. By the way, I would like to say we went to like two bars after the Yankee game. I had a beautiful 10 o'clock out because once I got out of there, it turned into it went nuts. And I think
you guys didn't end up at the ponies with Dickie Gas again.
Not this.
No, no ponies this time for the gas man. The gas man had a tough weekend himself. He really did. He had a tough weekend himself. Got a nice picture of him snoozing on his couch yesterday afternoon. He said he was going to come over, and then his wife sends me a picture of him just passed out under a blanket in the basement on the couch like a little puppy dog.
What are you taking to the cleaners, weekend. Dickie Gas?
I don't know.
That crew can really hang. I mean, they can really, really go after. And you know what I like about that crew? Everybody's a ball buster.
Yeah.
Everybody's going at each other. And it's not like it's not a personal thing.
Out with you guys too?
No, we didn't get Nikki Juice.
That's too bad.
He had a christening.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
But I will say this, and I've said it before in a previous podcast to Mikey V, is I really respect his friends because they have welcomed us in when we went. They brought us in like we were one of their own. And they were really just, you could see, they're just genuine, like authentic, just good guys. They're guys that you want to go out with. And they just let it. I think they have responsibilities normally. So like when they go out, when they go out, it's like no holds bar. Like it's all out.
Yeah, everything is on the table. Everybody's got families, wives, and they when it's time for them to really let it rip, they let it rip. But it was a blast. Again, shout out Holly V. I mean, the spread, it was one after the other. Remember, Mikey, I thought we were done at some point. And then she said there's chicken cutlets and rigatoni coming.
Oh my God.
She was on fire. She didn't miss. She really
I ate so many leftovers tonight that I literally I'm physically uncomfortable sitting here. Like I'm sweating.
Yeah.
So if I don't have the fastball tonight, Jet, don't crucify me on that because I am on struggle bus.
It was all of us were kind of getting after it this weekend in our own way. Now, Bob, I will say on another note, it was nice to see you back on the home front, like having the bagels, like doing the stuff. It looked like you were back in your element, you felt like right back home.
You know what it's like? It's like when they brought like when they re-released those whales from SeaWorld back into the wild. Like I feel like Bob in California's dorsal fin is like, you know, it's got the unnatural, you know, flop to it. And then when he goes back to Jersey, the dorsal fin just it comes right back straight up and he's in his element, he's swimming free, he's not really tanked and he's free and he's back.
You know what it is? It's
nostalgia.
It's that, but those are like, that's where my heart is. That's where my people are. So many of Bear Down's friends you know, Dickie Gass, Juice, all these guys remind me a lot of what I grew up with too. So, but, and also like you said, Joe, the food, bagels, all
would
of that.
You move back to the East Coast?
Florida, yes. New Jersey, I know the days are done in New Jersey, and that upsets me. But I do know the one thing I didn't miss that we got hit of, even golfing that you don't even think about, Joe, is weather. When I went to golf with my friends, playing golf in the cold sucks.
Yeah.
You hit the hosel, the thing shakes like you just hit a baseball. It's that was like, okay, that's why I was.
Was it is it cold right now there, Mikey V?
Today was an you talk about like a Monday weather. It was like 55 and raining this morning, dark. It was just a total dreary, miserable weather Monday. Just,
I hope you had that Gore-Tex rollback vest on to keep you bundled up.
Well, you know, if you got to stay bundled up, you might as well stay bundled up with rollback.
So how great was that in the
I tell you
Go ahead. I saw Mikey V safe. He had a big, massive, obnoxious safe in his basement. A safe that you could
have put. Bob. Why don't you just announce it to the whole fucking world, Joe, Bob?
You could have put you could have put a car into this safe, okay? And we did the odds of what was in that safe, and we said minus 1,200, 12 gauge shotgun, plus 200, a Roback limited edition hoodie, and then exclusive, plus 500. Buddy. Brian Urlacher's phone number.
Mikey V, by the way, had a sensational clip of doing an impersonation of me. And I had to post it up, and people were going nuts because it was very, very good. But I tell you what, one day I'm gonna do a Mikey V impersonation. I'm gonna get the rollbacks. It's gonna be good. I'm waiting for the right moment, but it's just, you know, I tell you what, Mikey V, you're one of a kind. You're one of one. I saw that. Did you see the clip he put up of me, Bob, with the wig?
I mean, it was
the guy overnighted an Amazon wig.
That's today, a fact. If I'm being honest.
Yo, your hair in night, that. I mean, let's talk about your hair in that video for one second.
It was after a shower.
But it was. Cold? It just took me by such shock. I was shocked when I saw
it. I never had more DMs. Are you wearing a wig? Is this a toupee? Mikey V. He's gonna have a field day with this, and I was like, "Jesus, man!" Sure enough, I saw him put up a video of me as Justin Bieber, and I was like, "Okay, like a pinata farm." I said, "Okay." Then the next day, I'm getting ready to go to the airport, and I see this video. I said, "This is one of the more outrageous." The funniest part of that video, Mikey V, is when you stand on the one single Kleenex paper, like the toilet paper as a scale, and you inserted the 239.9 weight level. I mean, it was genius. It was brilliant. I had to collab with it, and you know, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. But I tell you what, Mikey V, you've got,
you know,
the impersonation down. My own friends, my own boys, were sharing it in our group chat, and they're like, "This is spot on."
Yeah, well, it's just well, it's all out of love, man. But the sick thing is now, Bob, is that I can't say certain words anymore, because when I say them, I just in my mind I hear his Cutsy's voice.
Like today,
today is one of them. I can't say like honest. I always was a person who was like, yeah, if I'm being honest. But now it's I'm being honest.
Yeah, praise like something in the.
That's really hard for me to say now.
Well, yeah, you know,
we're
a lot of time spent together. That's what it is.
We're gonna have to take a fire that one up.
Instagram folks, it's your boy Gutsy here, and today is weigh-in day. Being honest, last week your boy was getting after it a little bit. The boys and the fellas, we were over there at Champagne Pumpernickel Country Club Ridge in Tucson, Arizona, and let me tell you, so your boy had a couple of bangers. Of course, I wasn't hungover. Your boy never gets hungover. That's a well-known fact. And just me being honest. But let's step on the scale. You know, it's about accountability. And, you know, I'm a marathon runner, not a sprinter, Van. And we should just see where we're at today. Let's take a look. Yeah, so like I said, folks, not too much progress today, but positive. Got to keep it positive. Positivity is contagious. And if you're positive, being honest, that's all you could do, really. And that's how the boys have days. Swole Cuts out.
Tickets got a lot of fire in him. Poor guy.
I mean, you talk about a guy who's got a hard day ahead of him. Tickets gonna have a long day ahead of him.
Yeah, poor Ted. I mean, we are just fine. But these clips got to be shown. I mean, there's some good clips from over the weekend, that being one of them. All right, boys, we got a big game tonight. Mikey V has hit yet again in prize picks. Yeah. He just keeps rolling. And you know, usually I don't respond to the negative DMs, even like the prize picks ones. I know you can't, like, you can't please everybody. Now, if like Mikey V puts up a pick and somebody gets upset about him losing one of his parlay picks, I do message back to a lot of those guys and just say, look, if you're there with them from the start, you would have won X amount. It's as clear as day. Prize picks, promo code the boys. Join us. We got a big game coming up shortly. Boys are hurting a little bit today. We got Joey coming back from Vegas, me cross country. Mikey V threw a big one last night. But let's go into our top five. Mikey V, we could start with you. Our top five this week is going to be top five funniest athletes of all times. There's a lot of athletes, not best, not nothing to do skill wise, just who you think are the top five funniest athletes of all time. Mikey V, we'll start with you.
Number five, I'm going to go with one a quarterback, and people are going to think it's one brother, but it's not. It's the other brother. I think Eli Manning is one of the funnier, more dry sense of humor, sarcastic guys out there. In the Peyton Manning brothers, like simulcast on Monday Night Football, I think he's significantly funnier than Peyton. And people are going to say that Peyton, they think, is the funny one. Yeah, he's funny, but I just think Eli's sense of humor, some of the stuff he says and the way he digs at Peyton and his wit, very underrated. Eli Manning at five. Number four, I have Anthony Adams. That's Spice Adams. Shout out to Spice. I think Spice Adams is, and he has exploded. This guy's got millions of followers on Instagram with these clip videos he does from when he does the ones where, you know, this person hears a song and you don't realize that it was actually sampled like 20 years ago. Just some of his stuff, dressing up as like the outlandish uncle at the barbecue. His shit is just very funny. Spice Adams at four. I think Pat McAfee. I think he really has blossomed into, you know, not to take away from how great of a punter he was. He was certainly one of the best punters the league has seen, but this, I think, was really his calling. You talk about a guy who's just natural behind the microphone, very funny without trying to be funny, a ton of energy all the time. He's been great on College Game Day, I think, so far.
Yeah, he has.
Pat McAfee at three. Number two, I'm going to go with Mike Tyson. I think Mike, Iron Mike, is one of the funnier guys out there. And again, a guy I don't think really tries to be funny, just is extremely hilarious. And then number one, I'm going to go with the big Diesel. I think Shaq is just so funny. And you know what it was, is that I was tossing up between him and Barkley a little bit, because I think Barkley is excellent. Barkley's probably going to be my honorable mention, but I think Shaq is just as funny as it gets in terms of a pro athlete. Just everything he says it makes me giggle.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't mind you taking it for post-career too, because Shaq, you're going to get a lot of points post-career, as funny as he was during his career, post-career too.
Oh, he's been excellent.
That I feel show like as is, he got on with his career, he got funnier.
I agree.
Like, yeah. The big cactus, like it's stuff like that. Like he was so really, good. He got funnier as he got closer to his retirement. Because when he was with the Lakers, he was just a dominant force. Like, he was just winning championships. But he's amazing.
Okay.
Bob, do you have any issues with his top five?
The Eli Manning, you know what? I can't really say much about, because I haven't seen the Manning cast too much. I get it.
One video where he went to try out.
Oh, God, that was funny.
As a quarterback. Yeah,
Chad Powers. That was hysterical.
That was very funny.
You know what I was wondering when he was doing that? I was wondering if he was going to be that good. Like, if it would be that noticeable of how much better he could be.
Him doing the 40.
Yeah, that's the stuff that I thought about.
That was good. Yeah.
Okay, I'll let it rip here. Number five, I got a guy who really came to light during Hard Knocks. For me, Vince Wilfork at five.
Yeah, Vince is funny.
Had a Hard Knock series that was unbelievable. I got him at five. Number four, the guy that I hated throughout his career, but I always knew he was a fucking riot. And then he moved on to other teams, and he was even funnier and funnier. Manny Ramirez. I mean, this guy, as much as he killed the Yankees, he was a riot. There's a video of him cutting off Johnny Damon during a play where there's a ball in the gap and Johnny Damon fields the ball.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Manny comes out of nowhere.
That was absurd.
And
that
cuts this ball off, and nobody knew what he dove for it in the outfield. It's one of my favorite clips of all time.
He didn't just cut him off. He did like a Superman, like an incredible play to cut him off. It was so absurd.
He laid laid out. He had no business cutting the ball. And the car.
I've never seen this play.
Joe, you gotta see this clip. It's one of my favorite clips of all time. So I got that at four. Number three, I got Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal during the career. You could take him post-career. Number two, a guy who he's always been funny. He's funny post-career, but he had the one standout year in the comedy department when he went to the Super Bowl, Marshawn Lynch.
I was tossing him around too.
He's a riot. And then Joe, I think you know what my number one's going to be, my favorite.
It's Chuck for
sure. Yeah, I think Chuck, you got to put.
I love him.
Yeah, he's just the best thing that ever happened to TV. Give me Chuck at one.
I remember Bob or Baron, I asked Bob once, I said, if you could golf with just one person, anyone, ever, who would you golf with? And he said Chuck.
Yeah,
he said Charles Barkley would be his guy.
I think he's a riot, man. He's so raw. And then you throw in Shaq, Ernie.
Yeah, they're a great team.
Oh, TNT God. Team is great with Kenny as well. They're best. A great team.
They got paid. They just recently got paid an extension, and it is a baggy.
Well, there was rumor. Wasn't there rumors of them maybe going to live?
Yeah. Yeah. And Chuck didn't give a shit. I mean, Chuck was open about it. He said for the right price, he said he would go.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Everybody has a price in life.
Yeah. And we'll send it over to Joey D to close us off.
All right. At five, Bob, I got a guy on your list. I got Marshawn Lynch. I think this guy was really funny without trying to be funny with the skittles and the post game that, you know, he's not wanted to talk to the reporters. I think he's just a very, like, he just does him and he doesn't care who you are. He just does him and he's really funny. Number four, I'm going to put a guy, and I'm staying true to my hockey roots here. I'm putting a guy who I think is hysterical, has some of the most swag of anyone on the internet right now. I'm putting Biz Nasty, Paul Bissonnette,
at
number four. And I think this guy low key doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He is so funny and he's so witty. He went on TV, Bob, before a game this past year and shaved his head because he had made a deal with Whitney, with his co-host, and he did a live show, Bear Down, like on the panel, and he had half of his hair shaved and just the side left.
I saw that.
And him the spitting chiclets guys.
The spitting chiclet guys, if you gave me one guest to have Bob does sports, it would be them for sure.
Yeah, they got that whole hockey thing on lockdown.
They're great.
I gotta stay true to him. So he's my number four. And number three, I'm putting Peyton Manning. I think Peyton is really funny. He's got like a subtle funniness to him. When he did the ESPY Awards and he called out Durant and all that shit, I thought it was hysterical. That was good. And me and Ticket love him. We watched all his stuff. I think he's just got a knack for just, he's got that Southern draw to him and he's just a real funny guy. At number two, I'm going to put Shaquille O'Neal. I think Shaquille O'Neal is just, he's just electric, man. The guy's a DJ at an EDM party. He's on TV. He's everywhere. He's hysterical. He's a doctor.
He'd be a
great podcast guy to have on. Yes. I mean, I would die to have him on
the Diesel.
Our podcast.
I'll see if I can make a call to the Diesel.
Bear down. There you go. And then number one, I got Charles Barkley as well. I just think that Charles is so funny. And it's not just on the TNT. And this is why I have him above Shaq.
because I think Bear Down, it's very close for me. But I think
I almost regret not putting Barkley on my list now. But at the same time, I thought doing Shaq and Barkley was like, oh, why didn't he just pick the whole fucking TNT?
Well, I know, but I think they're so good that you need to put.
Yeah, no, he's my honorable mention. There's no question.
The reason I put Chuck ahead of Shaquille is because he's been doing this ever since, even when he was in the league. He was just like, he was known as like, he was such an all-star, but he was also so funny and making jokes and doing press con. He was always a funny guy. I think, as I said, Shaquille O'Neal, as if you look post-career, is probably funnier, but overall, I got to go with Chuck. I think he's just so good. And he makes these outlandish comments. I kind of see him as like the me on his panel. Like, he says the stupidest shit and he stands by it. He gives guarantees. It's just, I don't know. I think he's awesome. I'll take him at my number one.
All right, Bob.
He's got a big devilish smirk on his face.
What did I say, Bob? That was not.
It was the panel comment.
And for him to call him the number one guy and then say,
I'm just,
the panel. Yeah. He puts him as his number one. I think he's me at the panel.
Why not?
I'm saying there's some relatability to me that I can see in my, you know, through. And I said the outlandish comments, by the way. I wasn't saying like, you know, oh, you're so funny. I was saying he makes stupid comments like I do.
Mikey V,
nothing really reminds me of Charles Barkley like Joey Coldcuts. Nothing really. When I think of Charles Barkley, I think Joey Coldcuts. No issues with the list, though. No.
Me neither. No, I love the Biz Nasty in there. I think he's awesome. And now, honorable mention, Mikey V.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. I mean, he probably should have been in my five, but yeah. I was just tossing it around. I was between him and Gronkowski was a consideration, but I'm going to stick with Charles.
I wouldn't have hated that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go McAfee. I like the McAfee add in a lot. He's right there. He was a fucking riot. Give me McAfee.
Yeah, I got McAfee too. The reason I didn't put him in the list that was very close, I put Marshawn in before him, is because I feel like lately McAfee's kind of taken a little bit of a downward spiral. Like, really? Have you seen his, like, he's awesome on the College Game Day, but if you just focus on his social media, he just litters like his social media with clips from sports. Like, he's lost kind of like what made him so good, I think.
Yeah, I don't mind the clips from the sports with the captions that he puts up. I think they're pretty good.
Dude, I think he's one of the funniest. I mean, I get an absolute kick out of him. He does a lot of the clips from the NFL where he used to do like his own clips of him doing it in front of the TV.
I love that, yes.
I think those are definitely funnier for sure, rather than just like the football clips. Him itself, though, his show, he's one of the funniest. Came on the show and crushed it. He came on here, friend of the pod. He was just incredible. All right, fellas, appreciate it as always. Rest up. Big one tonight. Mikey V, go hit another. Joey D, Mikey V, I appreciate you, boys. We'll see you next time. That's another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.